Well, the spending and debt deal that the House is set to vote on today doesn't revive expired tax breaks, such as tax breaks for items, how about racehorses to beer? So those things are not getting their tax breaks. But give us a little bit more color. We welcome Colin Wilhelm, Bloomberg Tax Capitol Hill reporter. Colin, thanks so much for joining us. So just give us a sense of what's happening today with this tax bill and what it means for some of these expired tax breaks.
Sure. Well, thanks for having me. Basically, this means that these tax breaks are at risk of fading away if they're not passed back into law, renewed in the fall. And so lobbyists and some of the lawmakers who are advocates for these tax breaks, who have constituents who use them, are hoping to attach them to some must-pass legislation or wrap them into a larger package of different tax provisions.
So how much support is there at this point for continuing the tax cuts or amending them? I mean, where are we in terms of the Republican-Democrat breakdown?
Well, this is one of those issues that really doesn't fall neatly across party lines. It more depends on which industries are in a particular senator or representative state. So it's a little bit tough to say at the moment where exactly this stands. I think it's probably about 50-50 that some of these provisions are extended. Certainly there's efforts on both sides of the Hill, in the House and the Senate, to try to extend them, but whether or not that actually gets done is a major question at play.
So, Colin, how much money are we kind of talking about here? I see some of these tax breaks for things as, I would call them silly, as racehorses to beer, but maybe some more important issues, electric vehicle purchases, mm-hmm. biodiesel. Is this big money?
Yeah, it adds up over the years into the tens of billions of dollars across various industries. But the thing is, a lot of these are sort of small and targeted towards specific things. So it's really, it's one of those items, legislative items, where the sum of the parts is greater than each individual one.
Paul, do you own a lot of racehorses?
I do not.
Is that the reason why you're here?
I was thinking of investing, but I have to have those tax breaks.
You got to have the tax breaks, otherwise forget it. Your racehorse future is absolutely over. I guess that my question is, Colin, how much influence do lobbyists have at this point, given the scrutiny over this? Is this something that they can actually affect exemptions to, or is this just more wishful thinking?
I think this is something that they can make a pretty effective push for, especially if they're able to argue that this should be attached to something like a must-pass spending deal, government funding deal in the fall. The fact that Senate Finance Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley is a major proponent of one of these tax credits, the biodiesel fuel tax credit, because of the effects that it has on industry within his state and impacts farmers, that is a major point in the favor of proponents for extending these different tax extenders.
Okay, so we live in the New York, New Jersey, tri-state region, and the big one is the SALT tax deduction and the fact that you have a cap as to how much state and local taxes that you can deduct on your homes. And I'm just wondering, is that going to be a potential exemption or is that pretty much off the table?
I think it's more likely than not off the table, but I could also see a scenario where there's some horse trading to maybe lift that cap in exchange extending some of these different credits or provisions, or maybe making some technical corrections to the 2017 tax law that Republicans have been pushing for.
So, Colin, how often do these tax breaks kind of come up for renewal? It just seems like, an opportunity for, the lobbyists just to get in there and push things around. Is this something that happens fairly frequently?
It is a nearly annual exercise. And this is actually one of the cases where it might peter out. There's some question as to whether or not, if these don't pass into law this year, some of these are almost 2 years old or have been expired for almost 2 years. So they would be passed or continued and then made retroactive. So there's some question as to whether or not these just kind of go away if Congress doesn't take them up this fall. But it's something that Congress has made a near annual year-end exercise for years and years now.
Colin Wilhelm, thank you so much for being with us. Colin Wilhelm is a senior reporter with Bloomberg Tax, joining us to talk about Paul's ambition to own racehorses and how it really all hinges and whether he gets a tax break on it. We will find out. We will push for you if you want that racehorse.
Although I think the salt tax might hit a little bit closer to home. I'm glad you raised that, because for all of us Metro New Yorkers and folks in California and other high tax states, that was a rude awakening this year.
That was a rude awakening, although Democrats face an uphill battle in trying to get a revocal to that, Democrats from this region, because a lot of the people who it helps are wealthier individuals. And so it doesn't look as good for them to be lobbying for that.